Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and in the studio with me is my co-host, Stylist of the Stars, Renee Horsch, and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hola, Coca-Cola.
I like that.
We like that. That's good, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, in your business, Renee.
Yes.
Do you ever dress, because Mark Zunino, couturier,
yes.
You deal with a lot of stars, television and movies. Do you ever, let's talk transgender, because it's really in the news right now.
Yeah.
And do you ever dress any of the transgender stars that are starting to emerge in Hollywood?
Yes, actually we did. We dressed Laverne Cox, who is on Orange is the New Black. She's the beautiful African or black girl on that show. And we dressed her for the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually In Style magazine voted her as one of the best dressed.
Ooh.
So that was kind of great. And then we also dressed another actress. She's on the television show called Transparent.
Yes, on Amazon. Yes.
With Judith Light and and she's actually she's a guest starring role.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like a major
player. That show.
Yeah, yeah. And so we've dressed a few of them, or a couple of them actually. So yeah, they're out there.
So
yeah.
Are there certain challenges to dressing a woman that's going to be obviously the skeletal makeup has got to be a little different than the gal you're used to dressing?
Yeah.
Not to mention that if they're preoperative, there's something in the way.
Oh yeah,
in the panty area.
Oh, back to that. I thought we were done with that last.
No,
we brought it back.
Show, yes.
Okay.
This is a natural.
Okay,
this
yes,
is a natural.
Well, that
for
actually
this,
does.
For
actually,
this,
yeah. Well, we have not had to encounter that.
Okay.
So I think the ones that we have been, the two that we worked with, I didn't see anything there.
Well, but,
and
they're
you know.
Yeah.
Well,
or what? Or it all shrivels
no,
up? Or
well,
what?
It does
I mean,
shrivel
yeah,
up. It does shrivel up if you're a man.
Yeah.
If you're a male, because
right.
Listen, when we were in med school, there's a distinction between a male and a man. All right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they always taught us a female. You are male and female by birth. That's what your chromosomes determine.
Right.
Okay.
You are man or woman by choice. All right. So you can be a male woman. So Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner,
right.
No matter what she does to herself with hormones, her chromosomes will always be those chromosomes of a male.
So let's talk about the medical aspect of being transgender. You said male chromosomes and female chromosomes. Are there more female chromosomes in some people and more male chromosomes in some people?
The classic male has an XY, an X and a Y chromosome. The classic female has an X and an X chromosome, all right? There are variations that are very rare. There are some people that have two X's and a Y, and they're more female than they are male.
Okay, right? And would that start to enter into that transgender?
That has nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with it.
Wow, interesting.
Transgender, we don't know why some people are born feeling and associating with the sex that they're born – opposite sex that they're born with. So they may have all the hardware,
mm-hmm.
all right, of a man or a woman, but in their mind they feel like – right, and they associate with people of the opposite sex.
So that doesn't – so there really is no difference in the chromosome aspect
no,
of it.
No. I mean Caitlyn Jenner, who
mm-hmm.
used to be Bruce Jenner,
right?
I don't know it, but I will bet that she has male chromosomes, XY, and that's never going to change ever.
Well, it's interesting that because when you look at Bruce Jenner when Caitlyn was Bruce Jenner, I mean that was some great hardware. I mean that was so masculine, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
So
you can't get more masculine than that, I think. I mean, such
well,
a good,
he was the best athlete
yeah,
in the world.
You know, and then Mark and I we would do fashion shows all over the country. We would go down to Palm Beach, Florida, and there was a model that we booked years ago, and we had no idea that she was transgender. Her name was Andrea, and she used to be Andrew. And we found out later after we booked her, but Andrea looked – she was very thin and very like – I mean like
mm-hmm.
her skeletal. Like I mean
yeah.
when we found out, I'm like, well, yeah, she should be a girl because I can't imagine that actually being a boy.
I mean,
being a guy. You know what I mean? I don't mean that disrespectfully,
no,
I was like, wow, I understand that Andrew obviously felt more like a girl or whatever, right?
Yeah, I think so, that's one of the most painful things. Can you imagine being in a body that you don't feel belongs to you?
So
what people that feel that way, they go through a big process. I mean, they change their hormones. They take hormones, right, so that they are the hormones of the sex that they identify with. And that changes the way they look, sometimes the way they talk. But to change your genitals, that takes surgery.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, in the 90s, my cousin, Richard, became Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember growing up, he was probably 4 or 5 years younger than I was. Our mothers were sisters. And his dad was an orthopedic surgeon. And so he always was a frail-looking child. And so when he decided to tell his parents, and he was probably in his mid-20s at that point, he had been married, had a child, and that marriage did not last. And he said that he had felt his whole life that he was a woman trapped in a man's body.
Yeah.
So the first reaction, I guess, we all had was, so now you're going to become a lesbian.
And so
that was a little confusing for the family.
It's confusing for them also.
Right.
I mean, I from what I see, and I have, I'm going to name drop. So I have a good friend who's a manager of, who's the woman that was supposedly dating Caitlin? I forget.
Candy Cane.
He manages Candace. Uh-huh. Now, Candace, I think, is like completely comfortable and has evolved beautifully.
Right.
You know. In my opinion,
but she's been doing that for a long time.
Right.
I think Caitlin has yet to come to grips in her brain whether she likes women, whether she likes men.
Right.
I don't know. The sexuality has nothing to do with it. People will solve that eventually. It's just the fact that their gender identification is what's the most important thing. And for people that are gay, I think they can sort of associate with that. It has nothing to do with it.
Right.
But having to live a lie.
Right.
You know, that's what's going on. And let me drop a name. My good friend, Whoopi Goldberg,
uh-huh,
and Tom Leonardis.
Name drop.
Well, and they sent me the most amazing chocolates for my birthday.
Oh.
Anyway, amazing.
Yeah. Whoopi
Multi-level,
Goldberg.
Yes.
Was that Toy Store chocolates?
No, it's – I don't know what they're called.
She would send those to us.
Well, she sent me better chocolates.
The best chocolates ever.
Yeah, mine are better.
Okay.
Anyway, so they now have a show that's coming out on Oxygen called Strut.
Uh-huh.
And it's a transgender modeling agency.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the people that are on this show are beautiful, and you would never, ever guess – you know, what the gender that they were born with.
Well, our family, you know, it was the 90s, so it was a different time. And I don't think our family didn't react in a negative way at all. We always knew that there was something different about him as a child and even as an adult. And so it's like once he came out and he said that to his parents, it was almost a relief, like, okay, well, we're going to get you the best we can. And then he went through therapy for a while. And then they sent him to Durango, Colorado, because that is where I guess there's a lot of doctors.
Of
so our family, they were very supportive of Rachel. And Rachel has struggled over the years with the medications and had to have breast implants removed and put in because his body rejected them. And so it sounds like, oh, it's very glamorous when you watch the shows, but it's a tough road.
Very tough. I was friends with, and I had this habit of trying to employ my patients for things, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
help people out.
Right.
So, God, I don't want to use her real name, but I had a patient who was going through the change and had been a construction worker beforehand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So as a man, he was the Marlboro man.
Yeah.
All right. As a woman, she was this big guy,
right,
you know, big guy frame. And it was so funny. One day I walk into the room and she's wearing like a skin tight little, you know, mini dress, big wig, you know, and high heels and crying. And I go, why are you crying? She's like, well, everybody looks at me. It's a difficult life. I say, you look like Dolly Parton's whore sister. What the hell do you expect?
You're like, you need a good stylist.
And then she got mad because I said, this is important. Are you a drag queen trying to imitate women or are you transgender?
Yeah.
because you really have to be in your mind, and you really have to be clear, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, I employed her, and she was my construction worker at the house, and the stories are like beyond.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know,
I think
nowadays, Pat Abugabor wig.
Of course, there's the whole controversy over the transgender bathroom. And, you know, and can they use this bathroom, that bathroom? I don't get it because, you know, I grew up in New York and
do you want someone that is
clubs every
no, but do you want someone that looks like a man, someone that has chest hair and that has muscles going into a woman's bathroom just because they were born female? That's what this law is creating. It is saying you need to go to the bathroom of the sex that you were born with. That you were born as.
Okay.
All right. So you've gone through this whole thing and you are now physically a man. This law says that you have to go to a woman's bathroom. That's what's wrong. If you're a man and you look like a man, like
right,
Chaz Bono,
be, right,
what is Chaz Bono doing going into a female bathroom nowadays?
That would be creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
Yeah, right?
But then there's like creepy people going into public bathrooms all the time.
Yes, the people
public
bathrooms.
Pedophiles are not gay. Pedophiles are not transgender.
Right.
Pedophiles are heterosexual people that prey on little boys and little girls.
And they're in bathrooms all the time.
They're in bathrooms
and
all the time.
And they don't have a sign on them.
Right.
Nope.
And you don't know who they are.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a weird thing. Well, I just don't go to public restrooms.
You know what?
I don't either.
Then how do you meet people?
The only public restrooms I ever like to go to are like
all of them.
No, only like 5-star luxury hotels because they are actually
in Saint-Tropez.
No. Like all over Beverly Hills, they're like some great restaurants. Like those Beverly Hills Hotel.
The Peninsula.
Peninsula. Yeah, Four Seasons.
Rocking.
Like,
yes.
Right. And they got. I mean, it's got little hand towels and like. And they've got I like those individual, like, little, you know.
The little cubbies that are like the.
But like, you can't see above or below. Like, it's a full room with a door.
Right,
like,
with
it's
a door,
like completely private. I'm like, okay, this is good because then, like,
or
any creepies around you.
Or there could be very creepies in there, nobody seeing what they're doing.
Oh,
I hate to tell you.
That's true. Yeah, I guess you're
right.
Well,
you know what? Pee before you leave the house.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah.
And wash your hands.
That's right.
We wrap up another edition of Living Out Loud. Thank you. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Dr. Woo-hoo.
Aurier. My pleasure. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Mike, our engineer.
Thanks, Mike, our producer.
Woo-hoo.
Mike, point to your prostate. All right. Oh, geez, he really did, didn't he?